An indulgence can make the difference for you and your loved ones between serving the full term of your purgatory to having little or no purgatory at all. However, for you to receive that grace, it must be done correctly. So in today's video, we're going to talk about the two most common mistakes that people make so that you can fully benefit from what they have to offer. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, this first story illustrates the first mistake that people make. This is from the life of Saint Margaret of Cortona. A certain sister, Adriana, well known for her piety and honesty, was trampled to death when she was returning from the indulgence of Saint Maria degli Angeli. Margaret, the servant of God, was grieving for her with a flood of tears when she heard, "Do not weep for your Adriana, my daughter. Because of the merits she received from the indulgence, she is now among the glory of the blessed, having avoided the pains of purgatory." Margaret related this incident with joy in the presence of her sisters. The first mistake that people make is not even believing in them at all or understanding the incredible power that they have. They often misunderstand indulgences and think it's something of the past. An indulgence serves very much like a scholarship allows you to get into a university. The way a scholarship works is very simple. Alumni from a university donate parts of their wealth, and that becomes a treasury in that university. And then the university develops ways for future students to apply to obtain these scholarships to lower the cost of the university going in. An indulgence works in the exact same way. Listen to this. An indulgence is a remission before God of the temporal punishment for sins whose guilt is forgiven, which a properly disposed member of the Christian faithful obtains under certain and clearly defined conditions through the intervention of the church, which as the minister of redemption dispenses and applies authoritatively the treasury of the expiatory works of Christ and the saints. In the same way that wealthy alumni of a university give of their money to the treasury of a university, Christ and the saints offer up all their prayers and sufferings, and that becomes part of the treasury of the church. So when we, so to speak, apply for an indulgence, that's the graces that we're obtaining. The saints and Jesus did so much suffering and so much prayer that they did more than just for themselves, but they did it for future people like you and I. What are the typical requirements to obtain an indulgence? First, a person needs to have gone to confession within 2 to 3 weeks and be in a state of grace. Second, a person needs to receive the Eucharist on the day that they are obtaining the indulgence. Third, they need to pray for the intentions of the Pope, typically using an Our Father or a Hail Mary, although you can use other prayers. Fourth, you need to be completely detached from all sin, including even venial sin. And fifth, you need to do a prescribed work, such as praying before the Blessed Sacrament for 30 minutes. Now, while the first mistake that most people make is they don't even have any faith or belief in the power of indulgences, the second is the most difficult mistake that people make, and that's that fourth condition that I mentioned. They don't have a complete detachment from all types of sin. Now, first of all, why does a person need this? Let's use the example and the metaphor of scholarships. For a person to receive a scholarship to a university, they have to have the disposition to be able to handle the work at a university. So if you're not a very intelligent person, it doesn't help you to get a scholarship to go to Harvard because you can't handle the curriculum. In the same way, if you don't have a heavenly disposition, although you may receive the indulgence, you're not in a place to directly enter heaven. Listen to this revelation from the unpublished manuscript on purgatory. As for the plenary indulgences, I may as well tell you that very few people gain them entirely. There has to be such a wonderful disposition of heart and will that it is rare, much rarer than you think it is, to have the entire remission of one's faults. In purgatory, we receive only the indulgences applied to us by way of suffrage, as God permits according to our dispositions. She has more to say, but first let's break that down. So when you receive an indulgence, you could receive it for yourself. So think of a scholarship. You can apply it to yourself, or you can apply it to someone in purgatory. The most difficult condition is to have a complete detachment of all sin and punishment. As they say here, to have a wonderful disposition of heart, or as I like to say, to have a heavenly disposition. In other words, before we go to obtain any plenary indulgence or partial indulgence for that matter, we need to ask God for the grace to have a complete detachment of all sin, even venial. What does this look like? Now, I want you to think of a former sin that the thought of even committing it again disgusts you because you saw all the consequences. You saw all the ways in which it ruined your life. You really understand all its evil, and the mask of pleasure surrounding that sin that it used to have is now gone. In other words, you hate that sin through and through. God wants you to feel that way about every single sin, both mortal and venial. Now, if you think about it, we shouldn't just ask for this grace to have a wonderful disposition of heart just to obtain indulgences. We should always have this disposition because it's having the heart of a saint, having the heart of Christ, having the heart of the Blessed Mother. We should, in fact, ask the souls in purgatory to obtain for us this grace to hate all sin. It's not enough for you to not commit sins. You must also not want to commit those sins. You must hate those sins. You must feel a disgust for them that if they were offered to you, you would say, I don't even want it. It doesn't even tempt me anymore. If you think about it, that is absolute freedom of heart. Even though on the surface that seems impossible, this is precisely what we should be praying for. Now let's listen further to what they have to say. It is true that we have no inclination to sin. This is a soul from purgatory speaking here in this book. But we are no longer in the reign of mercy, but under that of divine justice, so that we receive only what God wants us to have. When a soul is near the object of its desire, namely heaven, it may be delivered and admitted to eternal joy by the efficacy of one plenary indulgence well gained, or even gained only in half and applied to its intentions. But for other souls, it is not so. They have often during life despised or made little use of indulgences, and God, who is always just, rewards them according to their works. They gain something as it pleases God, but hardly ever the full benefit of the indulgence. This is where that first mistake that people make comes to play. If we value indulgences very little here on earth, they will have very little effect on us when we're in purgatory. And the more that we value these indulgences, the more power they have to help us when we are in purgatory. The best way that I have found to value indulgences is to make it a daily practice, to attend daily Mass as often as I can, to go to confession every 3 weeks, to every day pray for the intentions of the Pope, and to ask God every day to give me a complete detachment of all sin, mortal or venial. And then I do one of the four main plenary indulgences that we can gain each day. These are as follows. The first, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament for at least half an hour. The second, the pious exercise of the way of the cross or the stations of the cross. The third, the recitation of the rosary in church, an oratory, or as a family. And the fourth, the devout reading or listening to the sacred scriptures for at least 30 minutes. Shameless plug here, the way that I do it is by our nightly rosary group where we pray as a family, as a group. And then at the very end, we pray for the intentions of the Pope every night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You need to, if possible, attempt to obtain a plenary indulgence every day of your life, both for your benefit and the benefit of the souls in purgatory. I promise you, you will thank me when you get to your judgment. If this video has helped you in any way, please subscribe and like and support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.